here's a story from The World.
A little over a month ago, Italy was a shining example for Europe. It had learned its lessons in the spring from the coronavirus pandemic. Italy dramatically brought down its infection rate and took up aggressive testing. Then, last month, cases started to soar again. Now the prime minister is introducing regional lockdowns across Italy, and that's led to protests in Milan, Naples, Rome, and other cities. So how did a country that seemed to have gotten it right suddenly got it so wrong? The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports.
When the coronavirus first hit the Lombardy region in northern Italy, the rest of Europe looked on in horror. There were news reports of churches filled wall to wall with coffins of the deceased. Medical staff compared it to a world war, and police cars patrolled the streets of cities like Naples, warning people over loudspeaker not to leave their homes. But then within weeks, most of the rest of Europe was struck down too. When the second wave hit the continent at the end of summer, Italy appeared to be saved. The country had slowly come out of a long lockdown, and it looked like that caution might have paid off. In September, the World Health Organization posted a video praising Italian's strong and effective response to the pandemic.
Italy has been the first Western country to face this epidemic.
It was there, we had to react to it. And I think one thing that Italy didn't do, it didn't give up.
But not everyone was convinced Italy had things under control.
I thought that the pandemic wasn't finished, that the country was still very vulnerable. So a few months ago, I suggest the Italian government to take quick action.
This is Professor of Microbiology, Andrea Crisanti. Crisanti has become something of a celebrity in Italy for his repeated demands for increased testing. It was Crisanti who pushed for the entire population of the town of Vaud to be tested. Vaud was the location of Italy's first death from the virus. The results confirmed what Crisanti had long warned, that the coronavirus can spread through asymptomatic transmission. But when he wrote to national government in August saying he was worried about a second wave, Crisanti got no response.
Unfortunately, I wasn't taken seriously enough. I presented a plan, but they didn't answer. No.
Crisanti says the summer was the perfect opportunity for the Italian government to build an effective test and trace system. The country should be testing 400,000 people a day, he says. Instead, it's around half that. Crisanti says the government squandered time and money on other ventures, and he's not alone in his criticism.
The problem was that during the lockdown and after the lockdown, we did not evidently work with enough care to the preparations that were necessary to live with the virus for a little while.
Alberto Mingardi is with the libertarian think tank Istituto Bruno Leone in Milan. He says instead of spending money on healthcare, the government committed huge sums to nationalising businesses.
The government invested much of the political capital to start new endeavours, to envision what the Prime Minister Conte called a new strategy for government involvement in the economy. But somehow it prioritised this over the management of the pandemic here and now.
Mingardi says part of the problem is the ideological differences between the two parties in government, the Democratic Left and the populist Five Star Movement. He says both parties agreed to an increase in spending, but disagreed strongly where that money should go. And it's not just the government that's divided. The country is split too, quite literally, into regions designated red, orange and yellow. Lombardy in northern Italy is once again in the red zone, meaning it's back under lockdown. But so too is Calabria in the south. Naples in the Campania region is designated yellow, meaning it must observe a curfew between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. and restaurants and bars can stay open but only until 6 p.m. The measures have sparked protests across the city, with protesters chanting liberty, liberty. Naples taxi driver Cirilo Mota thinks the government is using the regional restrictions to avoid paying out money to workers who would otherwise be furloughed under a full lockdown.
I think it's a kind of fake news because this is a way for the government to avoid to give the money to all those activities that should be closed with the orange or red conditions.
La Mota says local restaurateurs are furious with the restrictions and are demanding the government provides evidence as to why they should close early.
You must tell me what means close at 6 o'clock the bar, and you can stay outside to drink a coffee, but you cannot go inside. This is what the owners of these activities say. Have you any study that show you effectively that inside the restaurant you can be affected by the virus?
With no tourists and few people on the streets after 6 p.m, La Molta says taxi drivers in Naples are suffering. I ask him how much business he's lost since March.
Oh, this year, I think 95%, without a doubt, 95%.
In spite of his drop in income, La Molta wants a full lockdown for 1 month to be imposed across the country. Microbiologist Andrea Crisanti is not certain this is the answer. A lockdown would curb the virus for a few weeks, he says, but then there'd be a third wave and then a fourth wave in the spring. Alberto Mingardi, with the libertarian think tank, doesn't believe a lockdown would work either.
One of the reasons why the lockdown worked, people were frightened and somehow they rallied around the flag. And alas, most of the stories people listen to these days are related to the inefficiencies of the system. And I think it's rather easy to predict that the lockdown will be far more difficult to enforce now than in the spring.
For months now, Italy's Prime Minister has vowed not to send the country back into a full national lockdown. But with the death rate rising and the number of infections soaring, Prime Minister Conte may find it hard to keep his promise. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.